Welcome to Zichu Daf Simad Member by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Yudal, the second parak Harini Nazir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rava asked, if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day Naziris interrupted by a short-term Naziris and it doesn't begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first Naziris, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? The Gemara notes that Rabbah can also ask about one who declared a standard term after 20 days plus an additional term if the second term would begin right away and be interrupted. Rabbah asked further, if one said, Harni Nazir Achar Esrim Yom, Uma'akshav Nazir Olam, I'm a Nazir after 20 days and now a permanent Nazir, do we say that the permanent term begins right away and is interrupted by the standard Naziris, or would he not want it to start right away and be interrupted by a term of a different sort with different halachos? If we conclude he does not mind the interruption because the standard Naziris can be annulled, what if he said, I'll be a Nazir Shimshon, which cannot be annulled, after 20 days, and a standard Nazir now? Point number two, the Gemara presents some halachos about our Mishnah's second case, where one began his term and it was interrupted by his son's term. Nitma bimei beno, if he became tamei during his son's term. Yochanan says, so sir, he forfeits even his own Naziris term and begins it anew because chad Naziris harichtihi, it is one long Naziris, meaning his son's term and his term, which was temporarily interrupted, are considered one term. Reish Lakish says, eino sozer, he does not forfeit his own term, although he forfeits his son's term, because Naziris didei l'chud divrei l'chud. His Naziris is distinct, and his son's Naziris is distinct. This Malchukas has another application. Hanazir who becomes Metzora does not forfeit any prior days, but cannot count days towards his Naziris until he's purified. Nitmei bimei tzaraso, if he became Tamei during his days of Tzaras, Rabbi Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before his Tzaras, and Reish Lakish says he does not. The Gemara explains the novelty of each Malchukas. And point number three, a Nazir who completes his term, but his hair had been cut during the past 30 days, either forcibly or because of Tzaras, remains bound by all Nazir prohibitions until he attains 30 days of hair growth. The Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seyar, if he became Tamei on a day of hair growth. Rav says he does not forfeit his completed Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual Naziris, but here, Gidol Seyar Mishum Nazirusu, the extra time for hair growth is merely a supplement to the Naziris. Shmuel says he does forfeit his Naziris, even according to Reish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases, Hasam Shtei Naziris. In those cases, there were two separate Naziris terms according to Reish Lakish's view. Whereas Hacha Chad Nazirusa, here it's one term of Naziris, so any tumah causes forfeiture of the entire term. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rava asked, if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day Naziris interrupted by a short-term Naziris and it doesn't begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first Naziris, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? The Gemara notes that Rabbah can also ask about one who declared a standard term after 20 days plus an additional term if the second term would begin right away and be interrupted. Rabbah asked further, if one said, Harni Nazir Achar Esrim Yom, Uma'akshav Nazir Olam, I'm a Nazir after 20 days and now a permanent Nazir, do we say that the permanent term begins right away and is interrupted by the standard Naziris, or would he not want it to start right away and be interrupted by a term of a different sort with different halachos? If we conclude he does not mind the interruption because the standard Naziris can be annulled, what if he said, I'll be a Nazir Shimshon, which cannot be annulled, after 20 days, and a standard Nazir now? Point number two, the Gemara presents some halachos about our Mishnah's second case, where one began his term and it was interrupted by his son's term. Nitma bimei beno, if he became Tamei during his son's term. Yochanan says, so sir, he forfeits even his own Naziris term and begins it anew because chad Naziris harichtihi, it is one long Naziris, meaning his son's term and his term, which was temporarily interrupted, are considered one term. Reish Lakish says, eino sozer, he does not forfeit his own term, although he forfeits his son's term, because Naziris didei l'chud divrei l'chud. His Naziris is distinct, and his son's Naziris is distinct. This Malchukas has another application. Hanazir who becomes Metzora does not forfeit any prior days, but cannot count days towards his Naziris until he's purified. Nitmei bimei tzaraso, if he became Tamei during his days of Tzaras, Rabbi Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before his Tzaras, and Reish Lakish says he does not. The Gemara explains the novelty of each Malchukas. And point number three, a Nazir completes his term, but his hair had been cut during the past 30 days, either forcibly or because of tsaras, remains bound by all nazir prohibitions until he attains 30 days of hair growth. The Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seyar, if he became tame on a day of hair growth. Rav says he does not forfeit his completed nazirus, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual nazirus, but here, gidol seyar mishlam nazirusu, the extra time for hair growth is merely a supplement to the nazirus. Shmuel says he does forfeit his nazirus, even according to Reish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases, hasam shtei nazirus. In those cases, there were two separate nazirus terms according to Reish Lakish's view. Whereas hacha chadin nazirusa, here it's one term of nazirus, so any tumah causes forfeiture of the entire term. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Yadalit, and our standard simon is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the simon, a juggler. So here goes. The hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his nazirus because he became tame, while his nazirus was interrupted by his tsaras, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became tame on a day of hair growth. Once again, slow motion. The hairy juggler, that must mean one duff, yudalad, yud, hand. The hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one declared to be a nazir after 20 days and 100-day nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day nazirus interrupted by a short-term nazirus and it does not begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first nazirus, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? So, the hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his nazirus because he became tame, while his nazirus was interrupted by his tsaras, which reminds us, a nazir becomes a mitzor does not forfeit any prior days, but cannot count days towards his nazirus until he's purified. Nitma b'meit tsaras, so if he became tame during his days of tsaras, Rav Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before tsaras, and Reish Lakish says he does not. So the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his nazirus because he became tame while his nazirus was interrupted by his tsaras, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became tame on a day of hair growth. Which reminds us, the Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seyar, if he became tame on a day of hair growth, Rav says he does not forfeit his completed nazirus, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual nazirus, but here, gidol seyar mishlam nazirusu, the extra time for hair growth, is merely a supplement to the nazirus. Shmuel says he does forfeit his nazirus, even according to Reish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, there were two separate nazirus terms, according to Reish Lakish's view, whereas here, it's one term of nazirus, so any tumah causes forfeiture of the entire term. So once again, the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his nazirus because he became tame while his nazirus was interrupted by his tsaras, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became tame on a day of hair growth. All right, so now it's time for four blabak chazara. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I am a nazir if I stand up. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Amra par zoharini nazira imo medesani, this cow says, I am a nazir if I stand up, or this door says, I am a nazir if I'm open, Beishamai say he is a nazir, and Beisil say he is not. Rami Bar Chaim explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, this cow thinks it cannot get up, I'm a nazir from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning in this imaginary statement that the cow wishes it could get up and that someone should become a nazir from its meat if it succeeds and it stood up on its own. So the minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with a very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nazir if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases of the figs, meat, and door. So the minion of Yidden, who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nazir if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I'm a nazir if it does not stand up, and to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own, which reminds us, Rav objects to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains it's a case where he said, I'm a nazir from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai hold the man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not, so he's a nazir, since Beis Shammai additionally hold that a declaration of nazirus from meat is effective. Beis Hillel disagreed and said that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. Daf Yudalf, so the Simran Daf Yudalf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars. 11 hairy stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yudalf, stars. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a nazir from it, which reminds us that if a cup was offered to a drunk and he declared nazirus from it, his intent is assumed to be merely a nazir from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a nazir from that cup, they'll apply him with others. So instead, he declares nazirus to stop them completely, although he only means a nazir. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I am a nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a nazir on condition I drink wine, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harini nazir al menashe has shosi yain, I'm a nazir on condition that I may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead. He is a nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, I know that there's naziras, but I didn't know that a nazir is forbidden in wine, he is forbidden in wine as an ordinary nazir. But Rav Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a nazir, because he holds in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to affect naziras. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a nazir from it. And then in slurred speech said, I'm a nazir on condition I drink wine. Got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a nazir. And he responded, and I, and upon me to shave a nazir. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hareini nazir, ba'alai ulagaleach nazir, I'm a nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a nazir, meaning to provide his kabbans, which enable him to shave at the end of his term. And his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a nazir, imayupichi megalchin ze'azeh. If they are smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's kabbanas, v'imlav magalkin nazirim achirim, and if not, they shave other nazirim. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simran Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers. 12 hairy brothers? That must be on Daf Yud Beis. 12 brothers. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent the shaliach to be Mekadosh of women without specifying anyone, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer l'shuch hotzei Mekadosh li'isha stam. If one says to a shaliach, go and be Mekadosh a woman for me without specifying anyone, asu b'kol anashim shebaolam, he's forbidden to all the women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife, because we say, chazak shaliach osu shlichuso. It's presumed that a shaliach performs his shlichus, and anyone may be his wife. So the eldest of their 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women because he sent the shliach to be mekadosh of women without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shliach, which reminds us, Rabbi teaches Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a woman with no living relatives is permitted to the man in the above case because she cannot have become forbidden to him through whichever woman he married. He adds that this is so even if she has a sister who was married when he appointed the shliach and was subsequently divorced and eligible for marriage. The Gemara explains Rav's reasoning, a person can only appoint a shliach for that which he himself can do presently, but for that which he cannot himself do presently, he cannot appoint a shliach, even if he becomes able after the appointment. So the eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent a shliach to be Mekadosh of women without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives, except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shliach, and got annoyed with his two youngest hairy brothers, who made a mess of the party playing, it's upon me to shave. Half a nazir, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hari alayel goyach hatzi nazir. If one said, it's upon me to shave half a nazir. Rabbi Meir says, Zema goyach nazir shalom, Zema goyach nazir shalom. This one must shave a complete nazir, and this one must shave a complete nazir. The Chachamim say, Zema goyach hatzi nazir, Zema goyach hatzi nazir. This one shaves half a nazir, and this one shaves half a nazir. Rabbi Meir holds the first segment obligates him in fully providing a nazir's kabbanis, and the second segment cannot undo that based on his position elsewhere. The Tafas Lashon Rishon give primary to the first phrase. The Chachamim say the second phrase clarifies the meaning of the first. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simran Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The hairy bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," not knowing the child would die within the first month. Which reminds us, the next mission discusses cases of one who declares to be a nazir when he has a child. It then states, "Hipila ishto," if his wife lost the child, meaning it died within a month and its viability at birth is unknown, the Tanna Kamma says he is not a nazir. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person would not enter himself into a doubtful nazirus. Rabbi Shimon offers a solution to this doubtful nazir in terms of what he can say to ensure that he's a definite nazir regardless of the status of the child. So the hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," not knowing the child would die within the first month, and his father had said, "And upon me as well," which reminds us, Ben Rochumi asked the Bai, if one said, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," and his friend heard and said, "And upon me as well," what is the halacha? A diburi mashma or a gufi mashma? Does his declaration refer to the words of the first, meaning that he'll also be a nazir when the first has a son, or refer to himself that he also accepts to be a nazir when he himself has a son? The question is left unresolved. So the hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," not knowing the child would die within the first month, and his father had said, "And upon me as well," and then thanked his father for interrupting his own naziras when he was born. Which reminds us, if he said, "Harini nazir k'sheli ben," but nazir, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," and again a nazir, and he began his term and then had a son, he leaves his term and counts his son's term since it was declared first, and afterwards completes his own term. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that if one says, "I'm a nazir when I have a son," and again, a nazir, and he began his term and then had a son, he leaves his term and counts his son's term since it was declared first. That's on Duff. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if one declared to be a nazir after 20 days and a 100-day nazir from now? That's on Daf. Yadalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn if one says to a shaliach, "Go and be mekadesh a woman for me," without specifying anyone, he's forbidden to all women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that if one said, "I'm a nazir on condition that I may drink wine or that I may become tummy from the dead," he is a nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition isn't effective? That's on Dov. Yadav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss why the Mishnah needed to have multiple cases of figs, meat, and the door if Beis Shammai's position is the same? That's on Dov. Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn if a nazir became tummy on a day of hair growth, Rav says he does not forfeit his completed naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? That's on Daf. Yadalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a case where a cow will not get up, and one says it's as if he's saying, "I'm a nazir if I stand up"? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a case where a cow will not get up, whether one who says that they're a nazir from dried figs becomes a nazir or not? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we make if two people each say, "It's upon me to shave half a nazir," whether they each have to shave a complete nazir? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we make Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish if a nazir became tummy during his days of tzaras, if he forfeits the days counted before his tzaras? That's on Duff. Yadalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.